Tensions at Yalta threatened to tear apart the wartime alliance of Franklin Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and Joseph Stalin, just as victory was close at hand. Catherine Grace Katz uncovers a dramatic story of the three daughters who were chosen by their fathers to travel with them to Yalta. I'm Mark Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and this quote from the dust cover of Mrs. Katz's book, The Daughters of Yalta, The Churchills, Roosevelts, and Harrimans, A Story of Love and War, sets the stage for a marvelous book on fathers and daughters in the midst of World War II. As the war was drawing to a close, there were great pressures between the countries fighting Germany. The leaders of the three great powers came together in February of 1945 to work out end-of-war issues as well as what post-war Europe would look like. Ms. Katz informs the reader concerning this significant meeting. The greater story is the story of the three women: Sarah Churchill, daughter of the British Prime Minister; Kathleen Harriman, daughter of the U.S. Ambassador to the Soviet Union; and Anna Roosevelt, daughter to the President of the United States. Their relationships with their fathers, the bond that brought them together for those brief 10 days, and the quiet contributions they made not only to their fathers, but to history. These three women, none elected or appointed, and not holding any official position, became very instrumental in the support they gave their fathers. For Sarah Churchill, Kathleen Harriman, and Anna Roosevelt, Yalta allowed them to become indispensable to the fathers whose love, recognition, and esteem they craved above all. If you are looking for a book about the relationship of fathers and daughters set in life and death times, you must read Catherine Grace Katz's book, The Daughters of Yalta. I'm Mark Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.